Good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, some of the greatest entrepreneurs of our time belong to Generation X. And by that, we mean people like Michael Dell of Dell PCs, Elon Musk of SpaceX and Tesla Motors, founders of Google, and the list goes on and on and on. Generation X. Now, by that, we're referring to those born between 1965 and 1978, many of whom have just begun turning 50 as of last year. Despite the great achievements of this generation, there's still a smaller generation, often lost between the more notable and discussed baby boomers and the millennials, especially when it comes to the topic of retirement readiness. Many are struggling to save for retirement, sandwiched as they are between raising children and looking after aging parents, all the while still juggling the demands of work. Catherine Collinson, of course, who leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is here in our studio. Catherine, what have you found in your research on Generation Xers, and particularly when it comes to how they're faring for retirement?
I worry about Generation X a lot. Our most recent survey found that only 12% of Gen X workers are very confident that they'll be able to someday achieve a comfortable retirement. And as a point of context, we got to remember something about Gen Xers. They entered the workforce in the late 80s, right as defined benefit plans were disappearing and 401ks were emerging. They've had most of their careers to save, and they are saving. They're just not saving enough. And what's really scary, 30% of 401k plan participants in Gen X have taken a loan or early withdrawal, which can be a real setback to the long-term growth of their savings. And right now, their median household retirement savings in all retirement accounts is just $69,000.
Ooh, wow. $69,000. If you're 50 years old and you've got roughly $70,000 in retirement savings, you're in trouble, right?
Indeed. For Gen X, one thing is so important. They are turning 50, they're behind on their savings, but they still have time to catch up. So one of the things that we really need to talk about is a vote of confidence for Gen X that you can do it. However, you can't afford to procrastinate. You got to get focused right now.
Okay, so let's get specific. Let's throw that lifesaver out to them, life raft. What is it that they should be doing, can be doing specifically?
The first thing is, and it won't be fun, but you got to do it, take a hard look in the financial mirror. Assess your situation. Put together your own personal balance sheet of all of your savings and assets relative to your debts, and calculate a retirement savings goal. Chances are you're going to see a really big gap between what you've saved and where you need to save. But from there, you can create a roadmap that would involve creating a new budget, finding ways to reduce expenses, maybe finding ways to bring in more income. And from there, building your roadmap that will help you get to that goal. And you still have time, but you've really got to focus on it right now.
Something we've covered here is the catch-up contribution. If you're turning 50, you can add an additional, what is it, $6,000 a year or something?
In a 401k plan, yes. Above and beyond the IRS limits or plan limits, folks 50 and older can contribute up to $6,000 extra in a 401k above and beyond the normal limits.
Right.
It can really add up over time.
Catherine, it's great to have you here as always. Thanks for all the great insights you bring. That's all we have time for on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.